the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear faithful, one of the cornerstones of Catholic culture is the phenomenon we speak of as the large Catholic family. And on this piece of the Holy Family, I would just like to talk to you about large families, how it is indeed part of our Catholic identity and a blessing for God in any, wherever there is Catholic culture present. Large Catholic families have always been a reality. Catholics have always been known for having big families, but they're becoming rarer and rarer, and to the degree that they become rare, they become more important, this witness of large Catholic families. Young people today are finding it harder and harder to get married. The median age for marriage today is 30 years old for men and 28 years old for women. And 50 years ago, in 1970, the median age was 23 for men and 21 for women. So young people are waiting longer, a lot longer, before they get married. And that's if they get married, because many fewer people are getting married today than in the past. Again, in 1970, the per capita rate was like 10.5 people per 1,000 were getting married, whereas today it's around 6 per 1,000. So that's a decrease of over 40% of marriages, just like total marriages that are happening today compared to 1970. So it's obvious that marriage is a huge thing. Marriage is one of the just the fact that it's the beginning of the day. Thank you. Families to be holy when they have large families, when they're fulfilling, precisely when they're fulfilling God's plan for them, and also that they tend to be more joyful. He says, the joy that comes from the plentiful blessings of God breaks out in 1,000 different ways, and there is no fear that it will end. The brows of these fathers and mothers may be burdened with cares, but there is never a trace of that inner shadow that betrays anxiety of conscience or fear of an irreparable return to loneliness. Their youth never seems to fade away as long as the sweet fragrance of a crib remains in the home, as long as the walls of the house echo to the silvery voices of children and grandchildren. somehow we might, if it's continually being renewed in the family, in the history of the family, there is definitely more joy around. The children bring naturally more joy. And big families, there's the children growing up, and then come the grandchildren. So there's this non-ending cycle of renewed life. Pope Pius the 12th wants to point out how even big families are often the source of vocations in saints. That saints are somehow a natural fruit of a big holy Catholic family. He gives examples of saints who came from big families. St. Louis the Ninth, the King of France, came from a family of 10. St. Catherine of Siena famously came from a family of 25 children. St. Robert Bellarmine from a family of 12. St. Pius the Tenth from a family of 10. Of course, we know Archbishop Lefebvre was part of a family of 8 children, of whom 5 became religious, 5 vocations from this family of 8. Recently, there have appeared a couple of figures in the news who kind of shocked people because these famous people were revealed to have a lot of children. One of them was a quarterback for a football team who had retired 5 years ago, and he was called to return to play because this team lost all their quarterbacks. This man by the name of Philip Rivers, and everybody's bringing to light this, that he has 10 kids. He's 10 children. He's an NFL quarterback because he's a Catholic. He's doing the Catholic thing. That's why. The second figure is someone who's recently elected the president of Chile, a man by the name of Jose Cast. He will take office in March, but he has 9 children. And he came from a family of 10 children. And the only, typically, as I say, the only reason why this is happening today is because these people, these figures, are devout Catholics, and that is indeed the case. So, my dear faithful, the large family is part of our Catholic culture. Whenever God chooses to bless a family with many children, those families who are willing to welcome all the life that God wants to give them. And especially in today's world, they are a beautiful testimony of the fruitfulness of our faith. I want to, today on the Feast of the Holy Family, encourage all of our big families. What you're doing in having the children that God gives you is a very edifying example for our world. And of course, they're their own blessing for you. Your big family is a great blessing from God for you personally, in addition to being a blessing for our parish, a blessing for our world today. So we pray today, especially, Lord, grant us many big and holy Catholic families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.